found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Jimmy B and TC right here on the Big Talker 1700. We say hello to you on a Wednesday. And this is interesting. It's an interesting day because it means that college basketball, and I find it strange, Trent, just like you do, that the Big Ten tournament is beginning today. Mm-hmm. Pat Hardy will join us coming up here, what, in about 10, 15 minutes, at about 4:20. Mitch Sherman will be our guest coming up at 4:40. The longtime voice of Iowa State, John Walters, coming up at 5. And at 5:25, Sean Tomlinson on the National Football League from Bleacher Report. How you doing, pal?
Oh, doing well. Doing very well, Jimmy B. As saw a great game last night on the boys' side in the sub-state final. Des Moines North and Johnston down to the wire. Went to overtime. The Dragons move on to the state tournament. I know we talked a lot yesterday about that, and disappointing that both those teams are locked up in the same sub-state. Both those teams certainly, in my mind, deserve to be state tournament teams. But, hey, you got to play it out. You got to win everything to win the ultimate goal of a state championship. And Johnston got the victory last night.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, I'm with you on the way that the boys' tournament is run. I'm with you 1,000%. Look, there's going to be a couple of teams that are going to get blown out in that tournament. It never fails. But and it is the way it is, and you just have to live with it. But I hope that they listen to our show and take heed of what we say, because it is supposed to be the best teams, not from what location you're from.
That's the hope. The girls do it that way. The boys have different ideas, but I feel like I've run that one into the ground, and I'll let it be. But the brackets are set, Jimmy B., for next week's boys state tournament. Of course, tomorrow we'll bring you the semifinal round in the girls state tournament in Class 5A, starting at 10 a.m. with Johnston against Iowa City City High, and then Indianola against Iowa City West right after that. But Jimmy B., the brackets came out, no surprise. Iowa City West, led by Connor McCaffrey, they're the number one seed, and they get Muscatine, Joe Weiskamp.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a whole lot around him. I've talked to plenty of people that have watched his team's games, but he's good, and he led his team to the state tournament. They'll be the eighth seed. They'll take on Iowa City West, but good for Weiskamp and that Muscatine program getting to the state tournament. That'll be fun. I don't think it'll be much of a game, but to get to see him on the good on the big floor, I know a lot of Hawkeye fans will be excited about that.
I think you're right about that. Look, and you're right. I remember I said there's always a few blowouts. This game has that potential, and look, Weiskamp is probably going to get his, but we know that that team doesn't have hardly any help for Weiskamp. So from that standpoint, this game probably will go to the top seed. But, hey, look, you're right. If you're a Hawk fan and you want to see what the future looks like, then you may want to make your way down to the well to at least watch that game and not look at it as Muscatine matched up against the number one seed, just as I'm going to check out Joel Weiskamp and see how he's doing.
Against Patrick McCaffrey, who is a junior.
Patrick McCaffrey, yes.
Yep, they'll be teammates together, though a year separated in terms of classes. 8:15 Tuesday night, I have Waukee against Johnston. That'll be a dogfight. Two teams that know certainly a lot about them. Valley back in the state tournament again. They pulled an upset, knocking off number one ranked Hoover. They'll be playing North Scott. That'll be Wednesday morning at 10:30. And, of course, we're also hoping to bring you Van Meter in Class 2A and Norwalk in Class 3A, Jimmy B. So, hey, the time is now. State tournament. Vocal cords still sounding strong. I'm still firing all cylinders, Jim. Let's see.
That's good.
I don't even know how many games it's going to turn out to be, but I absolutely love it. I think we're going to see a lot of great basketball here over the next week and a half.
I think New Leaf Wellness turned over a new leaf for you.
Yes.
Because you
remember
have
how
not
sick
had
I was last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You were sick all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd come in and I'd have to like put a barrier up in between us so you wouldn't get that spittle on my microphone. So Man, oh, man. Yeah, you were struggling, big dog.
Well, maybe you should go there, old man. Maybe you should get hooked up. You can't stay in that. You're in great health. There's no doubt. You're in great health, especially for an old man like you. But they can always help. Yeah. They can always help.
I know
help.
They can. Yes, yes, I know.
You're not going to be the picture of health forever, Jimmy B. It's getting a little later.
What are you trying to tell me?
You're old. That's what I'm telling you. You're an old man.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm not going to beat around the bush. I have learned. We've been together for too long now. There's no beating around the bush with you. If you're going to tell Jim Brinson something, you just tell it to him. You just flat out say it because, you try to play nice with Jimmy B, and sometimes it might miss its mark, and you just got to tell Jim Brinson, this is the way that it is, and you listen pretty well when you do it that way.
I do. Listen, I've never been a person, and you know me well enough now, to like, okay, we really don't want to hurt this person's feelings here. No, I'm going to tell you straight up. And look, I get yelled at on Twitter. You know, I mean, hey, it's the way, but that's our business. And look, you have, if you're not honest with yourself, who can you be honest with? So, to me, that's the way you and I have always done this show. And so that's why A, we enjoy it, B, we have fun doing it, and C, we give out great information at the same time.
Well, I mean, I don't know about great.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, maybe not.
Some people would say substandard, but the hell to them, right? Hell with them. We have fun.
Yeah, really.
We have fun. All right, Jimmy B, last night Iowa State in action. You're going to have to help me out. I got back last night. I saw on Twitter, you know, I like to try to stay away, but caught my eye, the score, and I saw it then. All right, well, I know it. So I got home, headed on the DVR, but I watched it in fast forward. I didn't get a true sense of how it was. They looked tired at times.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Lard didn't look like he was really in the game.
No, he had checked out. Yeah. No, he had checked out of the game. He had checked out.
So give it to me, Jimmy B, just your thoughts from last night.
They gave it, as they like to say, the old college try, but there just wasn't enough there, Trent. Lard got two fouls on him, went to the bench in the first half, never really produced anything when he came back in the second half. Excuse me. And this game, if they showed flashes of, I don't want to say brilliance because it wasn't that, but flashes of solid basketball play, but they just couldn't keep up with Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma State had a lot to play for. I mean, they still believe, Trent, if they can win their last game of the season, go to Kansas City in the tournament, and win a game or maybe two, that they still think they can get into the dance. And so they had a lot to play for last night. Look, I get it was senior night, but and everything that has gone with Donovan Jackson, just horrible. But, you know, you can't – you just can't overcome some things. And Iowa State, not enough talent to overcome the struggles that they had last night. And that's why Oklahoma State won the game.
Just better. Just better. And
they were just better. They were the better team
last
night. Had a lot more to play for, and where Iowa State, they didn't go through the motions. They just didn't get off the bus. They were engaged, but it was only at times. And that's what cost them the game.
Yeah, I can see that. I really can. And it looks like, to me, Jimmy B, you still got one more game left of the season. You know, the best thing is, there's not another team you'd rather play in the Big 12 right now than Oklahoma. And that's who they get on Friday night.
Yeah, look, Oklahoma's just in terrible, terrible shape. And I think that they're gassed. I really do. And I just think that they have played so hard early in the season and got those victories. I just think maybe they all of a sudden just kind of hit the wall. So does that mean that Iowa State's got a shot? Yeah. Yeah, they got a shot. They had a shot in last night's game. But who's going to show up? Is it going to be the Iowa State of last night, or is it going to be the Iowa State that beat Texas Tech or West Virginia? You know, we don't really know on a day-to-day basis which team is going to be there.
Yeah, it's well, and you don't know the guys that are going to be there either, and for different circumstances,
yeah, exactly.
Obviously. Did you hear the post-game speech, though, from Donovan Jackson on his senior night? That one brought some tears to the eye, certainly, and I just saw a clip of it. Didn't get to see the whole thing, as I said, as I was calling high school basketball, but just saw about a minute clip, and so well done.
Yeah, look, the kid's a great kid, and he has played his heart out for the university, and I think he left it, at least with the speech, he left it on the floor last night. You know, it's kind of downplaying here, but a lot of people bailed out of the building and didn't stay to hear some of the kids speak. Mm-hmm. And I felt, look, I know he's not George Niang. I know he's not Monte Morris. But the kid has gone through hell in the last few weeks. And just to get up and leave and not wait an extra 10 or 15 minutes, I found that a little disconcerting. I really did.
Ah, Jim, I mean, you're going to kill the fan base for that?
No, I am. I'm just saying that, look, can't you just wait 10 minutes and listen to the kid?
Well, you don't know what's going on. People got babysitters. People have things to do. It's already 8 o'clock.
You're already out for the night.
Well,
you're
Jim, not all of us are single like you and can go out and do it. People also have lives, and they probably figured, you know what, we'll be able to hear it afterwards on Cyclones TV, and we'll do it that way. I can't kill Iowa State fans for that, Jimmy B. You don't know these
people.
I
wasn't killing him. I was just saying that it was too bad that there wasn't a bigger crowd around when he spoke. I wasn't killing them for leaving. I just said it was too bad that fans bailed early before he talked. I'm not killing him for that. I didn't say, you're the worst fans in the world for not... I never went there.
Well, we don't have to be hyperbolic about everything, Jimmy B.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm not hyperbolic about it.
No, I can't. I mean, people got things to do, Jimmy B. They do, and Donovan Jackson...
I would have stayed for the kid. I would have stayed
to
listen to
him. You would have.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You would have. Not everybody does, though. Not everybody has time
for it. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Simple enough. What else you got for us, Mr. Brinson?
Well, we got Pat Hardy coming up, right?
Yes, yes.
I got questions for him. I really do. And Pat's a dynamite guy, has covered the team for, I don't know, 1,562 years. So from that standpoint, I've got stuff that I really want to get into with him. And a lot of it goes back to the Fran McCaffrey press conference when he was asked if he was on the hot seat, mm-hmm. and the terse response. I'm sure that Pat was there. I want to pick his brain on that one a little bit. I did not think it was an unfair question when you're having the type of season that I was having.
Right.
So, and even though they announced, they were forced into announcing that he had signed.
I still don't think they've announced it, Jim, by the way. I don't think they've actually announced it.
You don't think there's even been an official
statement? I don't remember seeing a press release. I could be wrong on this one, but right when you said that, I don't know if it's still been announced by the university. Weird. Very, very weird. Let's get into it. We got Pat Hardy on the other side as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. 1-800-333-3733. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M Industrial Pressure Washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cold or flu? Fever is flu's trademark. The Exogen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer pediatricians recommend. Protect your family. Exogen.com.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has 2 new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Viridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year work chip warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in, Jimmy B and TC, the big talker. It's always a good day when we get a chance to catch up with Pat Hardy, and he joins us right now on 1700. Pat, good afternoon to you. How excited are you about this upcoming game?
Oh, I'm stoked. I just hope my stringer's excited. And like I was telling Trent, I hope he gets there. I've got a stringer covering a correspondent out there who lives in New Jersey, an Iowa grad, but he's been in Liverpool the last week, so he was supposed to land 2 hours before the game started. He was going to go straight to Madison Square Garden, so I just hope he gets there in time.
Sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
It and, does, yeah. But, you know, I told him if he gets there 10 minutes into the game, Iowa could be ahead by 20 or down by 20. You never know.
Right, yeah, and I would go with the down by 20. But regardless of that, game tipping off here in about 10 minutes. It would take 5 wins in 5 days, something that's only been done once before by UConn. I don't think there's a Kemba Walker on this Iowa roster right now.
Jordan Bohannon can shoot threes as well as Kemba Walker, but no, he's not. Kemba Walker's averaging 21 points a game in the NBA, and he's a first-team All-American. And that Connecticut team was 9-9. There's no comparison, but you got to use it because that's all you have. And, you know, I mean, the players got to believe. If they don't believe, no one believes, because I guarantee you no one outside of that locker room believes they're going to win 5-5.
Pat, in your estimation, why did Iowa suck so bad this year?
Defense. Lack of defense, overall defense, but lack of quickness on the perimeter, too. And I know I'm not knocking Jordan Bohannon, because like I said, if I had to rank the most important players on the team, he'd probably be first, slightly ahead of Tyler Cook, but that doesn't mean he's not flawed. Their inability to stop the ball in transition, to me, is their biggest problem, because then everything else is a domino effect after that. They just don't have enough quickness. They can't keep quick guards in front of them. And then you throw in the fact they don't play good help defense, they don't communicate. Just defense, and they can score. I mean, they can score with about anybody when they're playing well. They just can't defend, and they also let their offense impact their defense. When they're not playing well on offense, they seem to rest and pout on defense, and that's not a good combination.
It really isn't. And, you know, I was looking back at some numbers earlier this week, maybe over the weekend. You know, the Dr. Tom team, right after the graduation of Horton, Marble, and Armstrong, they went 4-14, just like this Iowa team was, and they were terrible defensively. They gave up 127 in a game. I think four times they gave up over 100 during Big Ten play that year, but they were able to bounce back the following season. It can happen, but how do you get a group largely that's going to be intact from this season's team? How do you get them to buy back in on that defensive end?
That's a good question, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think Fran's going to revamp everything he does. He's 25 years into his coaching career. I think he's got some philosophies he stands by. I just think they got to make a commitment to defense, but I think they need different personnel, too. And I'm not convinced everyone that's on the roster is going to be here next year. I still think there's going to be some roster shuffling. We've talked about that, and I think if there is some roster shuffling and they get some openings, they got to get a point. They got to get a true breakdown, pass first, stop the ball type of point guard, because Jordan Bohannon would feed off that. And that doesn't mean Jordan's not going to play point guard too. He needs another guy, though, that can relieve some of the pressure. But if the personnel doesn't change, I think they're going to have a lot of the same problems next year that they've had this year.
Were you in the room during the McCaffrey news conference where the question was asked
him? Yeah, I was actually right there in the front.
Okay. Kind of fill us in, because you can't really tell just from looking at video. What was it like in the room when that question was asked? And, Pat, I thought it was a fair question with the season that they are having.
I thought it was a fair question. I didn't have a problem with it. I don't really get uncomfortable with stuff like that anymore. I've been doing this for so long. I've been yelled at by Hayden Fry. I've been called evil and the devil by Steve Alford. So stuff doesn't really get to me that much anymore. I didn't have a problem with it. To me, I would have probably asked it maybe after the season, but I really don't have a problem with the question being asked. And Fran answered it the way Fran's going to answer it. That's Fran's personality. He's not going to give you that answer. He's not going to be receptive to a question about that. That's his pride. And I think Fran had a lot on his mind that day too. And I didn't have a problem with answer or with the question or how it was answered. And you just move on. I mean, I'll give Scott Docterman credit. When Fran said something to him, Scott came back with, well, you're in last place. And, yeah, they are in last place. But in fairness to Fran, they've also been to 3 out of 4 NCAA tournaments. And it's not time to fire Fran. It's not time for Fran to be on the hot seat. It is time for Fran to be under pressure. If they do another one of these next year, I could very easily side with, yeah, it's time to make a change. Now, if they go 8-10, 9-9, and make the NIT, I don't think you fire him next year. But if they have another one of these stinkers, I could easily see them justified firing him regardless of the buyout.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a fair place to be. Pat, when we talked with you here over the last couple of times, you talked about the transfers, and there's a ton of rumors out there.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Right. Certainly the biggest, obvious, though, is Tyler Cook. And a lot of connections. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. Already people are talking about tampering and all those different things. Is there anything, I mean, is it close to a decision? Is it still just wild speculation? Because Tyler Cook, though there are deficiencies in his game and also on the defensive end, he's an incredible talent. He's got offensive skill. He's got athleticism. We haven't seen in Iowa City in a long time. Where do you sit as you hear these rumors?
Well, I started hearing them in early December from very, very well-connected sources, basically saying it's a done deal. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable saying stuff like that. I won't go out, and I'm not going to write a story. And you're the one who mentioned Tyler's name, so I guess I'm just responding. Like, yep. This morning, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to bring up Tyler's name, but it's all over the place. I mean, go to the Missouri Rivals Board. I mean, they pretty much have him gone. They say he's coming there, and I don't know. Well, I've been doing this so long to where there's times where it sounds like something's a done deal, then it doesn't happen. Other times, oh, no, it's not going to happen, and it happens. I'm going to see wait-and-see attitude. If they lose today, I'm sure what little Iowa media that's out there will ask him that, but he's not going to say anything in that type of form, I don't think. But you got to ask the question. I picked the over-under as two players leaving next year. I think there'll be two or three players. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be for sure Tyler Cook, but right. I do think there's going to be roster changes. There are almost every year, especially, though, after a year like this.
Yeah, and it's college basketball. That's where we are today. On average, two guys leave every program. There was over 700 last year. There's 351. Even with my Osage math, I can do the math there. That's two a program on average. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in a season like this. And the frustrations that boil over. Next year, Joe Weiskamp's going to be here next week. Very excited to see him in person at Wells Fargo Arena. He gets Iowa City West and one of his future teammates in Patrick McCaffrey. How much can he help? We know he can score, he can shoot it, good rebounder for a guard. All these different things have been talked about, but they need some leadership quality. Is he that kind of kid?
I don't know if he's that type of kid as a freshman. He seems kind of quiet. I don't know what he's like when he's around teammates and what have you. I definitely think he's going to come in and give them 8 to 12 points a game. He'll be going back and forth, I think, between shooting guard. I think ideally small forward is his ultimate position. I don't know what he's going to do, though, to address their lack of perimeter quickness and defending penetration and creating penetration. I don't think he's going to have much say on that. I just don't. That's not his game. Where they struggle the most this year, I don't see Joe Wieskamp helping them there much, and I don't see C.J. Frederick helping them there much either. They need a Chauncey Leslie. They need a Bryce Cartwright. They need something like that. I mean, somebody who can break defenses down, draw a defender, and then, gee, there's Jordan sitting there wide open 22 feet from the basket because the point guard has taken his defender away. And how do you think Jordan's going to like that if there's a point guard constantly driving and drawing a defender and leaving Jordan wide open for threes? That's what they need.
How about Isaiah Boss? Another talented kid, looks lost times defensively, filled it up last week against Minnesota in the last few minutes, had the only 2 points of the first, 8 minutes of the game, and then finished with the flurry. But he's so inconsistent. Pat, you've covered the Hawkeyes for a long time. There are a lot of guys that it just never quite clicks. You know the talent is there. You know they have a chance to be a really good player, but they're always inconsistent. Can you think of any guys, though, that were able to get out of that kind of funk from earlier in their career, and by the time they were upperclassmen, they figured it all out? And can Isaiah Moss be that kind of player?
I think he can offensively. I mean, I'm trying to, boy, you put me on the spot. I'd have to think about that, because it's hard to think of Iowa players that can score 30 in one game and 2 in the next. I mean, but where Isaiah's got to work, and I know I sound like a broken record, he's not very good on defense. Right. I mean, he's just, none of them are. There's times where Isaiah's horrible on defense. He just looks lost out there. But when he's making three-pointers, his game really takes off. He's just really inconsistent. And to me, if you're that way at this stage, you worry that there's going to be no quick fix for that. He's halfway through his college career, and there's times where he can't make a three if his life depends on it. There's other times where he can't miss a three. He needs to work on becoming a consistent three-point shooter, and I think everything else will fall into place after that. He already knows how to drive to the basket. He's got a decent mid-range game, but if he can start shooting that three-point shot in the high 30s and maybe even come close to approaching 40%, that would be huge for his offensive game. He's definitely got potential. You can't do what he did against Minnesota you don't do that by a fluke. I mean, that's he's got some definite potential on offense, but he's got to work better on defense. He's got to communicate better. He's got to do better at help defense. But he's an intriguing prospect. I think, you know, he came back from that Minnesota game, and he had 12 the other day. He didn't play great, but he still found a way to get 12 points. That's what he needs to do. He needs to avoid the games when he's struggling where he scores two or three, right. And that's the challenge for him.
And the games where when the offense isn't there, he's got to be able to help. And even games where he puts 15 on the board, it can't be 15 points, one rebound, no assists, no steals.
He's got to expand his game.
Yes.
He doesn't do much right now besides score.
Yep.
And he's just got to do more. I mean, they've got scores. And at least Jordan has figured out a way, despite his lack of quickness and size, Jordan can set people up. Jordan knows how to pass. Jordan, I give him credit for figuring that part out. Isaiah's got to figure out a way to be effective by means other than just scoring.
All right, we're getting ready for the tip-off of the Big Ten tournament as Pat Hardy joining us from allhawkeyes.com. All right, Pat, one more from me on the basketball front as we wait for tip-off here. What do you expect to see today? An Iowa team that's just ready for the season to be over, or as we get ready for the tip-off, is it going to be an inspired effort? What's your expectations?
I think they're going to win, but I'm not real confident. I think they got the worst draw of the three. I would feel much better against Rutgers or Minnesota.
Yep.
Illinois is playing a lot better. Brad Underwood's a great coach. You watch that first half, that Northwestern game. Northwestern's defense was horrible against Bohanna. And I know Jordan made a couple from 25, 30 feet, but they just never, ever checked him in transition. I'll be surprised if Illinois lets him get free like that. Jordan had a big game last time against Illinois because they deny the gaps, and he got on the free throw line 10 times. I think Illinois will learn from that. I'd give Iowa a slight edge, but I have been so wrong this year picking Iowa to win games. I don't know what it is why I keep giving this team the benefit of the doubt. I think it's because I know at times if they take off from three, they can compete with about anybody. And I keep thinking in these games, I kept thinking they were going to have a lot of games like they did against Northwestern this year. But no, I'm picking Iowa, but maybe it's just the homer in me because I would not be surprised if Illinois comes out and wins this game. But one thing I do think, though, is Iowa's got to use their size in this game. Illinois does not have great size. To me, Luka Garza, they don't have anyone that can guard Luka Garza. And Laron Black, as good as he is, he's not as big as Tyler Cook. To me, Iowa needs to get that inside-outside game going. Feed those guys big early. Get Illinois worried about the inside. And then next thing you know, Bohannon's got some open threes.
Good stuff. Pat Hardy joining us, allhawkeyes.com. Pat, enjoy the game. We'll be talking again in a couple weeks. And we'll have recruiting. We'll have spring football. We'll have Heller Ball to talk about as well.
Went there last night. And I'm happy to say my sink is unclogged thanks to Hawkeye Sewer and Drain. So, yep. Appreciate it, guys.
Free plug there. Well, and we have listeners over in Eastern Iowa. Hook them up. They help out Pat Hardy, and they can help you too. How about that?
All right. Thanks, Trent. Thanks, Jim. See ya.
Pat Hardy.
See ya.
AllHawkeyes.com. And, love talking with
That's
Pat.
That's great.
Just a great wealth of information that Pat brings. Years and years of covering this Hawkeye program. And the thing I like about Pat is he doesn't sugarcoat things. You know,
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't worry about ruffling feathers. Same thing, you know, you asked him, Jim, about that press conference last week with McCaffrey. And it was him and Scott Docterman, and they're going back and forth a little bit. That's good. You know, you should answer those questions. It shouldn't be an unfair question. I did have one thought about that, though, and I want to get your take. So when he was talking about, my body of work, you know, why he shouldn't be on the hot seat, and Fran responded with my body of work. I wonder if that also dealt a little bit with what's happening with the FBI. And he didn't outright say it, but because don't we have to also put that into the full resume of Fran McCaffrey? Never been in trouble, never talked about in that kind of vein as it pertains to the shady business of college sports. And does that play a part, at least in your mind, Jim?
I don't know if it plays that big a deal because there are a lot of coaches that are, you know, in the business and have been for a long time, like McCaffrey, that have no issues at all with what's going on with that investigation. So he's not the lone ranger here. Mm-hmm. But I do think that, look, he's run clean programs. And from that standpoint, you have to applaud him for that. But I think that what has taken place this year was so disappointing, not only to McCaffrey himself, his coaching staff, the players, but the fan base They were like, you know, trying to go get Dracula at the castle with the pitchforks and the fire. So that's the way that the fan base reacted to what happened this year, because there was this thought process, and both you and I fell into it, that all those guys that played last year were freshmen. This year they're sophomores, so they got to be a little bit better. But, Trent, they weren't. They were about the same. And other teams got better, and Iowa didn't. And I think maybe that's the main issue right there.
Fran McCaffrey today taking on another double-digit seed. He has lost four consecutive against double-digit seeds and 2-7 in his career in the Big Ten tournament. Year number eight, here it is. And does it finish today? We will find out. Shift our attention over to the Big 12 coming up next as we got our friend Mitch Sherman stopping by. We'll also ask him about Nebraska ball, get his thoughts from his Omaha outpost as they finished 13-5 still. Most bracketologists have them on the outside looking in. Mitch Sherman from ESPN, he joins us next. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Sponsored by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Well, for tonight, a few showers will be possible, mainly south and east of the metro. It's going to get breezy and colder, a low near 30. Looks like sunshine for Thursday, breezy and not too bad with a high of 47. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Get great deals going on now during Menards Priced Right Sale. Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint with Pittsburgh Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in One. It provides the most advanced protection in true one-coat coverage. Right now, save $8 per gallon after mail-in rebate. Save big money during Menards Priced Right Sale. Going on now through March 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention farmers, ag retailers, and co-ops. Learn how you can become an owner of a Garner, Iowa nitrogen plant. This program is tailor-made for farmers, agricultural retailers, and individuals who want to benefit from a local nitrogen plant. Visit them at the Hawkeye Farm Show at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, February 27th through March 1st. And visit the website for additional meeting locations the week of March 11th at greenfieldnitrogen.com. Again, that's greenfieldnitrogen.com.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The 2018 Girls State Basketball Tournament is on the air on 1700 KBGG. Join me, Trent Connan, for play-by-play action of all the locals in Class 5A through the state championship on Friday night from Wells Fargo Arena. The 2018 Iowa Girls State Basketball Tournament is presented by Renovated Solutions. Thinking about a home project? Don't just think about it. Do it with Renovated Solutions.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. As we say hello to you, and we take you all the way until 6 o'clock tonight. Joining the program right now, it's always a good time when Mitch Sherman says, hey, yeah, I got time for you guys. And we always appreciate it. From ESPN, he's on the Big Talker 1700. Mitch, good afternoon, man.
Hey, Jim, how are you? Trent, good to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir. Everything is good with us. Let's start with the Big 12, and then we've got a couple of Husker questions as well, since you're based in Omaha. And what in the wide, wide world of sports has happened to Oklahoma? Have they just hit the wall and run out of gas, or have teams just figured out how to beat them?
Well, you know, I'm going to oversimplify it as we've done, and by me, I say ESPN, but I think everybody has been on this train the whole season, and they're, you know, no offense to the other guys on the team, but they're not an NCAA tournament team without Trae Young as a superstar. And, you know, I think people have some Trae Young fatigue right now, but if he was still putting up 36, 37 points night in, night out, that probably wouldn't be the case. He's really kind of come back down to earth over the last 3 to 4 weeks, and some of that I think is being a freshman. You know, he's not one of these huge guys that, you know, is used to the pounding that you endure in a college basketball season. And I know he's played a lot of basketball. And I was in Lawrence last Monday night, so 9 days ago, and asked him after the game, and he was held to 11 points, and Kansas was just all over him. I mean, they were picking him up at midcourt, double-teaming him 30 feet from the basket. I mean, there aren't many guys out there who would have found a way to score a lot of points in that situation, and I mean, at any level, if you don't have help, and he said, "Hey, I've been through these kind of things before. I've played a lot of basketball." You know, I think he's a little naive in that assessment. Yeah, it's technically accurate, but there's a big difference between youth basketball, even at the highest level, and the regular season in February in arguably the best conference in the country as a freshman, as a small guy who's a freshman. So he's obviously suffering right now, the results of a long season, and then Oklahoma has just come back to earth, I think, as a result of it. As I said, they're not a tournament team without him, and they're really not a tournament. They don't look like a tournament team when he's not at full strength. But their resume is good with those 6 quadrant one wins, and it's you know, even a continued collapse may not push the Sooners out of the field of 68.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, so many people, they just want to look at what happens at the end of the season, wants to look at the last 10 games, last 12 games. that's not a metric anymore. That hasn't been a metric for years, yet people still believe that that's something that it goes into the NCAA tournament. You mentioned those quadrant one wins. Their resume is still in good shape. They're not playing well. When they get to the tournament, it'll more than likely be one and done, but I think they're in pretty good shape. Team you do have to worry about, I think, in the Big 12, though, is Texas. Mo Bamba didn't play Monday against Kansas. The Longhorns, they lose. They drop to 7-11. And one thing, the committee, they don't really look at conference wins, but you go 7-11, four games under 500 in a conference. It does seem like they look at that.
Yeah. I mean, they say now that a win or a loss in November is no different than a win or a loss in late February or early March. And I think that's accurate of the metrics, your RPI, the other numbers that they look at with the quadrants and such are not going to be impacted by what time of year you lose, but definitely the observations of the committee are impacted by that. And these committee members are out. If they're not at games, they're watching all the games on TV. And I think maybe this year, more than others, some people are underestimating the impact of those personal observations. I mean, maybe I'll be wrong, and they'll get into the room, and there'll be no surprises, and it's going to go strictly off what the numbers are saying. But, in a lot of the major conferences right now, there just seem to be teams that are either finishing really strong or really poorly. And while they appear to be playing themselves in or out of the tournament, the numbers don't necessarily speak to those things. And I'll be really interested to see next weekend how the committee handles those teams. If they don't regulate, meaning the poor playing teams do well in the conference tournaments and the hot teams fall out quickly. And if that happens, then it probably goes more right according to form to what the numbers are saying. But yeah, I think in the case of a team like Texas, especially if that toe injury lingers, then you're definitely looking at something that goes beyond the numbers, because the committee will look at that. While they may not weigh a victory in the first week of March more than a victory in November, they will definitely look at whether Mo Bamba is healthy going into the tournament. That will be a factor. And they're on the bubble for sure, as you mentioned, with that conference record. And you know, the middle to bottom portion of the Big 12 is kind of a sinking ship right now. It's not just Oklahoma and Texas, but there's Baylor and Kansas State that are also sitting there on the bubble. And I think all four of them right now are in the tournament, according to Joe Lunardi. But I could see multiple teams in that group falling out by a week from Sunday.
Mitch, does that mean then that you see how many Big 12 teams getting in if it were today? And does Oklahoma State still have an outside shot with their win over Iowa State if they get another win and, say, win two in the tournament? Would that get them in, or are they toast?
Well, I think they're in trouble, right? I'd have to look at their resume more closely, but I think they're on the outside looking in and probably need to make it to the tournament final on Saturday next week or maybe win the whole thing. They're in that in that category for sure. Now the Big 12's probably at 7 or 8, maybe even 8, solid 8, but I don't think it's going to be 8 next week. I think that it's going to be more like 7 or even possibly 6, as I mentioned in the previous answer. I could see two of those four teams on the bubble falling off. And I'm not even taking into consideration Oklahoma State. I know that the Cowboys have played better, and they have Kansas to finish on Saturday in Stillwater. So that would be huge, 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 huge for the Cowboys if they win that one.
Mitch Sherman, ESPN. We're talking a little college basketball here. Let's jump over to your home state, not about the Blue Jays in Omaha. Let's take a look at Nebraska ball as the Big Ten tournament's underway with Iowa and Illinois currently in progress. 13-5 pretty much every year in almost any major conference. That's good enough to get you in, but just not a whole lot of depth and breadth to that resume for them. How much work does Nebraska have to do in Madison Square Garden?
Well, I think a win over Michigan would look really good. I think a win over Michigan and then a win over Michigan State on Saturday would definitely do it. I know there's some people out there who crunch the numbers, some bracketologists who feel like Nebraska needs to win the Big Ten tournament. I don't think that's the case. I think two quadrant one wins with a win over the Big Ten champ would definitely do it. If they beat just Michigan and then lose to Michigan State, maybe. But it's not a spot that Tim Miles and his team want to be in, going back to Lincoln to sit there for a week and watch the other conference tournaments.
Yeah. Well, you got that right. Yep. Does it all come down to their scheduling? They just didn't play anybody of great consequence or have a win over anybody with great consequence in that non-conference schedule?
Yeah, they played Kansas and Creighton, and you know they were both close losses. Kansas was a 1-point loss on a shot in the final couple of seconds by Mihalik, the Ukrainian sharpshooter for the Jayhawks, whose name I just attempted to say and kind of butchered, but I was going to go through that really smooth and just have it roll off my tongue, and I choked it. But, you know, there actually were some other decent non-conference games for Nebraska. It wasn't the good opponents in the non-conference that Nebraska played. It was the middle and the bad opponents. And I think, you know, Tim Miles has been good at that in his career at Colorado State, at Nebraska in 2014 when they made the tournament. And it just, for whatever reason, didn't work out this year. They had some bad luck with some of the expected wins that were wins in the non-conference, where you expect those teams to finish in the middle of their mid-major or low-major conferences, and they had injuries or just had bad seasons. And that's really brought down Nebraska's non-conference strength of schedule. It's not the high-end teams that Nebraska played, and even some of the high-end teams, higher-end, middle, you know, quadrant two type teams that they beat. It's those lower end teams. And that's, you know, that can happen to anybody. I mean, unless you're Kentucky or Kansas or Michigan State and you're just scheduling huge games every year in November and December, if you're an Iowa or a Nebraska or most of the Big Ten is, you have to have some good fortune and hope that the teams that you expect are going to be decent on your non-conference schedule, not good, but decent or middle, that they don't have disastrous seasons. And that just happened to too many of Nebraska's non-conference opponents this year, and it's cost them quite a bit, and it may cost them a spot in the Big Dance.
Well, that's a conversation we were having about Iowa before the season began, all those 300-ish teams. Obviously, that didn't play out for the Hawkeyes here this year. Hey, Tim Miles, when you talk to him this summer, if he needs help scheduling, I am the self-appointed scheduling czar of Iowa. I can help him out, okay?
I will send him your direction. I talked to Tim on Sunday. In fact, was working at the Nebraska Penn State game. I went to the Iowa game, the Nebraska Iowa game. Oh, okay. In fact, at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Took my family, and then I was there in a working capacity on Sunday for the first time this year. And talked to Coach Miles a little bit afterwards, and some of the administrators in that basketball program, and they're just befuddled with the whole situation. I mean, they understand what's going on. I mean, you know, this isn't the first rodeo for any of these guys. But at the same time, the number that somebody threw at me was 61 teams in the Big Ten since the tournament expanded to 64 teams, have won 13 league games and had X number of wins. I think it's 21 or 22 overall wins. And then all 61 have made the tournament. So they may be the first one out of 62.
Wow.
And that will make for a tough day. You know, usually they've embraced the NIT at Nebraska. They have lots of experience in it, and this would not be a year where they would be real happy to play in that event.
It's always good, man, when we catch up with you. Mitch, thank you always for your time, and we'll talk to you as the tournaments really start to get going. Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, fantastic. I'll be in Kansas City next week and then Omaha for the Midwest Regional, so give me a call.
Great.
Perfect.
Looking forward to it. Mitch Sherman. ESPN does great work on the college football front and chipping in with the basketball as well. Always great catching up with him. Jimmy B, the Hawkeyes are playing well. What's going on here?
I don't know. Doesn't even look like the same team all of a sudden. Well, they are playing Illinois. That's keep that true. in mind.
They stink. They're terrible. We got the 5 o'clock hour for Hawkeye fans. Well, you know where to go. We got you covered, though, on the Cyclone side of things next. The voice of Iowa State, John Walters, will be by. Also, some NFL talk with Sean Tomlinson. Hour number two right around the corner on 1700.
Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney. We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hello, basketball fans. This is Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. I opened the original Jethro's 10 years ago near Drake University. There are now 7 Jethro locations around the metro to serve you. Tournament time is barbecue time. Jethro's has been voted the best barbecue, best wings, and the best ribs in the city. Come to Jethro's and take the world-famous Adam Emenecker Challenge. Stop in and see me. I am Bruce Gerlman, and I own Jethro's Barbecue. Order online at jethrosbbq.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and T.